It's one thing when Greek officials say they need more time to pay back debt, but now the International Monetary Fund is saying it. We'll look at what this means as markets hang on the outcome of a vote in Greece this weekend. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Banks remain closed in Greece, with people relying on the equivalent of $66 in cash a day using ATM machines. On Sunday, Greeks will go to the polls to say yes or no to conditions for a new European financial rescue. Meanwhile, the IMF, the global lender, says what Greece needs is $66 billion and more flexibility from its lenders. Reporter John Syropoulos is in Athens. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So we have the International Monetary Fund recommending that what Greece really needs is about $66 billion, 60 billion euros over, let's say, the next 3 years. For a Greek voter trying to figure out yes or no on Sunday, how might they interpret this notion that Greece needs a lot more than even Europe is offering?
This is support for the no camp from a very odd source, isn't it? Because the IMF is basically saying that the debt is not sustainable in Greece, even with the current program, even if the Greeks accept the austerity package that's now on the table. Why creditors have been unwilling to open a discussion on the rescheduling of Greek debt, no Greek government has publicly explained, and no finance minister I've spoken to has been able to explain to me either.
Now, it sounds like a tough call to try to predict which way the Greek public is leaning when they go to vote on Sunday.
Very difficult. There are two new polls out on Friday. One of them conducted by Greek University for Bloomberg shows that 43% would vote no, 42.5% yes, obviously within the margin of error. So you can't really draw a conclusion from that. At the same time, a poll from a national daily suggests a slight lead for the yes camp at 41.5%. Versus 40.2 for the no camp, again within the margin of roughly 3 points of error. So I think that just shows you how difficult it is to gauge.
Meanwhile, banks are still closed.
Banks are still closed and insecurity is still high. There's an interesting aspect to the poll from the Greek national daily Ethnos. Three quarters of Greeks are still quoted as preferring to keep Greece within the eurozone, and 60% of them fear that a no vote will endanger that status. And 50% of them don't think even a no vote will do anything to change their creditors' attitudes towards them. So what you've got is half the population supporting a no vote in the knowledge that it'll probably endanger the eurozone status they want and probably won't do much to help them in the negotiations.
Reporter John Syropoulos, you can read more of his work at thenewathenian.com. John, thank you for this briefing.
Thanks for having me.
Now, welcome to the golden age of mergers in the U.S. healthcare industry. There is news today that Aetna is buying Humana for $37 billion. Humana is especially strong in the area of private Medicare insurance. Anthem and Cigna are talking about a merger again after a rejected offer last month. According to one calculation, there have been about $300 billion in healthcare mergers in the first half of this year. That's a record. Now let's check some other numbers. A holiday in the U.S., at least for markets. In London, the 100-share index is down 0.33%, the DAX index in Germany down 1 point, but the key index in Shanghai fell 5.4% after the Chinese government announced a new crackdown on alleged manipulation of stocks there and futures. Now, you know the greeters in front of the Walmart store? Hi, how are you? Having a nice day? Well, there's news that they're coming back to some 300 stores as a test. And as you may have suspected, their chirpy greetings aren't just about a friendly smile or concern for your well-being. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
When you walk into a typical Walmart these days, you might be greeted by a blast of air conditioning, but no smiling face.
A few years ago, greeters were moved from the front door entrance to what's called Action Alley, which is over by the self-checkout.
Spokesman Brian Nick says Walmart is experimenting with moving them back to greet customers as they walk in and let would-be shoplifters know someone is watching. Paula Rosenblum is an analyst with Retail Systems Research.
They serve a twofold function. Ideally, they make you feel welcome, and theoretically, they nip a few basis points off of shrink.
Shrink is the industry term for lost merchandise, and it cost retailers an estimated $44 billion last year. Walmart greeters will sometimes check receipts at the door. In other stores, the company is adding asset protection specialists in bright yellow vests. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Philadelphia has legalized Airbnb, that's the accommodation rental company, and agreed to tax rentals booked through the site. That city is preparing itself for two huge events, the 2016 Democratic National Convention a year from now, but first a visit from the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. According to Philadelphia's Tourism Bureau, more than 1.5 million visitors are expected to descend on the city for the papal visit. This might have something to do with the city's loosening of the rules toward Airbnb, as Gigi Duban reports.
Philadelphia has 15,849 hotel rooms. That might not be enough. And when there aren't enough hotel rooms, prices go way up. Yorgos Zervas has studied this at Boston University.
If people want to be in Philly when the Pope is visiting, and then they check hotel prices, and these are extremely high, then they might decide not to visit the city at all.
Which would explain why the city would legalize and tax Airbnb rentals. But how many people even know that in a lot of cities, Airbnb still isn't legal? Well, if you're someone wanting to rent out your place, you could look at Airbnb's terms of service. It clearly states it's up to you to check. But if you're like most people...
We scroll to the bottom so we can click agree and move on.
Kate Lamberton teaches marketing at the University of Pittsburgh. She says usually at this point in the transaction, people intending to rent out some space are going to do it.
You know, they've probably taken some pictures, they've probably written a description, they're probably thinking about the rate that they should charge.
In other words, the legality of the transaction is kind of an afterthought. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. The online digital producer is Tobin Lowe. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.